Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishman Sam Yaakov Shalom, Neha Pas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'ba, so Daf Tzadik Tes. The Gemara in Amudah says, Mokom Oroin V'Kruvim Eino Min Amido. When you measure the base Kodesh HaKodoshim, and you do a measurement of the room, the space of the Oroin and the Kruvim doesn't take space at all. The amount of space you have in the room stays the same, even with the Oroin and Kruvim. Now we'll start with the Maharal, a little difficult Maharal over here in the Chiddush HaGadol, that goes on to explain that the Arum represents the spirituality of the Beis HaMikdash, from all the Kelim in Beis HaMikdash. The spiritual one, what's called Nivdal, Noshna Maharal, is the Arum. And something which is Nivdal doesn't take space. The same way the Seichel of the Adam, meaning the mind of the Adam, the Neshama of the Adam, doesn't take space, because it's Ruchni, it's all spiritual. Spiritual doesn't take space, so the Aron doesn't take space. And the Maharal adds one more nekuda. He says, where is the Aron Kodesh Kadoshim, as the Gemara says over here? Right in the middle of the room. Because the spiritual belongs to the middle. And this is something which we understand, the Maharal says in many places, that always when you have any item, any physical item, has six sides to it, up, down, right, left, front, back, and it has the middle. And the middle represents the spiritual, the Ruchni. And as I heard once, this is very clear in our eye. Because if you take a cube and you cut it into half, you'll still have a middle. You cut it again, you'll still have that middle. You could cut it a million times, you still have a middle. Because the middle always remains. The middle is endless. The middle represents the Ruchni, which is endless. Has outside borders, but doesn't have any inside ending, because it represents something which is called a Ruchni, which doesn't have space. And to add to this, and to explain a little bit more than Maharal, I want to add what my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, used to say many, many times when he spoke about the Aron. He used to speak about the Aron in many, many different ways and directions. And he said the following idea. What is the Aron? The Aron is the Mokoyim HaShuas HaShchina in the world. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, so the place of the Shechina is the Beis HaMikdash, and the Ika Beis HaMikdash is the Aron, that's where the Shechina is. He always used to say that once the Beis HaMikdash is Nechrav, so where is the Shechina? The Shechina is with Am Yisrael. That's what it says, Kol Mokom Shegalu Shechina Imoim. And the Gemara in Yumad of Samechta says that how do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu is here today? Where is the Midas Noira of Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's what the Gemara speaks about. The Midas Noyer is the fact that Am Yisrael survives among the Goyim, among the nations. What stops the nations from killing Am Yisrael? It's the Midas Noyer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was revealed by Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, wherever they go, Shechina is with them. The Umas Olam see it, they feel it, and that's why they don't kill Am Yisrael. So he brought the name of the Arizal, the Midah of Noyer. Noyer is the same letters as Oren. Aleph Reish Vav Nun. Upside down is Nun Vav Reish Aleph. The Gilui Shechina and Beis HaMikdash is in the Aron, and when Beis HaMikdash is Nechav, it goes with Am Yisrael and it's Mizgala with the Midah of Noira. So if the Gilui Shechina is in the Aron, so the Aron is where you have the Ashros Shechina, which belongs to the Elyonim. The Shechina means that there's something from the higher worlds coming down to this world. In this world, we have the limitations of time and space. That's what the Olam HaZeh created. We mentioned many times in the Shiurim, the fact of Vilna Gaon that says that the first Maimer of the Brias Bereishis, that's when time started. Time and space started with this world. In the higher world, in the higher sphere, there's no time and no space. So explain Rav Moshe, because the Aron is Mokom HaShuas HaShchino, so it represents the Gilui Shchino. The same way back in the Shechina part, and the Gilui Ruchnius in the world, there's no limitations of time and space. So also in the Gilui Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Tachtonim, you don't have that limitation of time and space. The Aron is, so to speak, the embassy of Gilui Kodesh Baruch Hu. The same way embassy represents the other country in the foreign country. So also the Aron is Gilui Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. So how you megal is something from a higher world? A higher world is a place that has no limitations of space. So here is Mokom Aron Eino Min Amido. And this seems to be the Oymek Devarav Shlom Maharal, that because it's Nivdal, because it's Ruchni, doesn't take space. Torah Mamukim, that's Kedai to Mizboinin in them. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.